Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Jimmy Pardo's on the phone, plus records, a top 10, and Derek Richards in studio. All coming up right after this.
And now a message from America's best-known traveling salesman, Kenny Tarmac.
Attention, fellow salesmen and road warriors. Hey, guy, it's Ken Tarmac with an offer you can't say no to. It just landed. Fellas, does this scenario sound familiar? So you're on the road, you've just closed another huge deal, 8% commission plus bonus, and you're ready for a little R&R, and God knows you deserve it. So you go up to the hotel room guy, grab some beef eaters from the mini bar, and now it's time for a little high-quality adult film entertainment. I know. Okay, so we all know you could rent a film from the Spankavision box on top of the TV, but that could show up on your expense account. Just ask Tobin. I'm not even supposed to mention that. And we all remember what happened to Jimmy Kendall when his kids tried to watch Bambi on his computer after that trip to the Vegas Strippers Convention. Am I right? I know. So if you want to be able to watch adult entertainment when and where you need it, guy, I've got the answer, shooter. Thanks to digital satellite technology, Brigham All Adult Films has developed the high-def micro screen you wear on your wrist. It's a television that looks like a watch. We call it the Twatch, huh?
It's a porno theater in a watch.
T-W-A-T-C-H.
Twatch.
T-W-A-T-C-H. I know. I mean, hey, guy, it may look like a wristwatch, but for a monthly fee, you'll have 24/7 access to all of your adult programming. I mean, guy, we've got all the action you want to see there, shooter, including foot fetish, girl on girl, and my favorite, midget transvestite bondage. It just landed. It's the Twatch. And trust me on this, shooter, you'll want to wear it on your wrist because your palm will be plenty busy. Am I right? Hey, you want to wear it in the hotel room hot tub? Don't worry, guy, it's waterproof. Submersible up to 7 inches. How did they find that out? I heard Toba got it up to 9. Worried about your wife or girlfriend finding out? No problem. Each month, we'll discreetly build... Hang tight, I have a phone call. Get Tarmac. Hey, guy, we just landed. Yeah, I'm doing the Twatch spot. Hang tight, gotta wrap up. Each month, we'll discreetly bill your credit card under the heading Non-Pornographic Club Dudes. Huh? I know. Pretty sweet, huh? Well, I gotta go now. I'm catching a red eye. But take it from me, Kenny Tarmac. Get the Twatch and your hands will be busier than ATL on a Monday morning.
The Twatch. It takes a licking and keeps on taking a licking.
It's a porno theater in a watch.
T-W-A-T-C-H.
Twatch.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Around the room and I see, comedian Derek Richards. Derek looks like you should be a professional wrestler.
Wow.
You have that face. Yeah. You look like you could really...
I can see that.
Like it's been hit?
No.
No, but it's kind of stern. Or a coach. He could,
yes.
Like a coach.
You'd be a good actor. You could play... Yeah, you'd be the perfect coach.
Yeah, you're very castable.
As you look like you've lifted a lot of weights a long time ago and put them away.
A long time ago? Thanks. What a beautiful backhanded comment. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, or you could play like a stern so military father.
Yes. Yeah, I love that. You look like you worked out and then you just went, ah.
I'm done.
Hey, and I'm done.
Chick McGee's across the way. That's Christy. Am I right, though?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if I were casting a movie, you'd be a great general.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
yeah.
look very American, serious. You got a kind of a serious head of sort of like almost like a flat top. Like, don't screw with me, I'll kill you.
Like it would be an Independence Day 3 talking to the president going, we think that this time they're really going to annihilate
us. Yes, the launch codes. I have the launch code, sir. I will not tell
Mr. President, I'm telling you we have to.
Okay. There's Ace Cosby, our engineer, and I believe we do have our good friend Jimmy Pardo on the phone, comedian Jimmy Pardo. Can you hear me, sir?
I can. Thank you so much for having me. Could you please describe more about Derek Richards?
I know. It is fascinating, isn't it?
Listen, I make my living with a podcast, so I understand the spoken word, but you guys are painting a picture this morning that is unnecessary.
now, Jimmy,
pretty much. Yeah.
Jimmy, we got into an argument earlier this morning. I was saying we're going to talk with Jimmy Pardo, and I said, I have seen many live comedy shows. In my top 10, Jimmy Pardo, and we got into an argument.
How did we get in an argument?
Well, because you and I said top five.
Top five. You're the one who's saying top 10.
Well, top 10 is, I mean.
It's still very good.
I've seen some very, very fine comedians.
Yeah.
That sounds like you use the word unnecessary. that's not an argument. Everybody's in agreement. Top 10.
Yeah.
And two of you are bumping up to top 5. It sounds like Christy's the one that's got the problem here.
No, I agreed with the top 5. I agreed.
All right.
Okay, I'm Christy's jumping in.
Five. Okay, so one guy's missing out, and
yes.
that's Derek Richards.
Yes.
There it is.
Now,
Richard says he's never heard of you.
Okay. If only I knew
but
what
Tom
he
will
like.
Describe you to me perfectly.
perfectly Jimmy wears his hair high and tight.
Yes.
Yeah, like a gentleman.
He's a man. He's a man. Somewhat miniature.
Miniature.
He's everything. God. Everything is in proportion. He doesn't have like a giant head and then an abnormal.
He's
body.
He's like a bobblehead doll.
No.
Exactly.
No.
Go, baby.
A regular person and shrank him down just a little bit.
Okay. No.
I love how we're talking about you like you're not even on the line.
Yeah, it's welcome to my nightmare when I call this show, Derek.
Yeah, I know it.
Why I continue this relationship is completely confusing to my friends, my family, my therapist.
Wow, you have a therapist and he hasn't killed himself?
Okay.
That's got to be depressing, by the way, when your therapist takes
what
himself
What would you do
out.
If he hung up right now? What would you do?
I'd be really sad.
I'd be upset.
Jimmy, I think you know, we've been very excited all morning to speak with you.
Of course. By the way, what would Tom do if I hung up right now? We'd go, Derek's wearing a shirt.
No, and then he would look at me and go, Christy, what do you got?
That's what would happen.
Yep.
I would say we got an update on the library book story.
Oh, boy.
You're familiar with books, Jimmy, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I like to read.
Yeah.
Well, evidently, there's a library book that's overdue, and we're going to have that story, Jimmy.
You guys are breaking it?
That's right. It's live, late breaking.
The exclusive.
Breaking news. Jimmy Pardo, I can break some Jimmy Pardo news. Jimmy Pardo, you've got something happening. Do you want to tell us exactly what that is? I'll let you break the news.
You know, I got a brand new web series called Jimmy's Records and Tapes. And you guys actually were kind enough to tweet it out about it on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Premiere Tuesday is at youtube.com/nevernotfunny. And every week, I'm tackling a new year. We start with 1975. We're doing 20 episodes going through 1995.
Oh.
Where I kind of walk you through what was happening that year through my record collection. I tell a story about my life from a record that was released, and a record and a single that was released that year.
That's a great idea.
This is wonderful.
Jimmy, on a semi-serious note, we were talking to the lead singer from AC/DC.
Uh-huh, Brian Johnson.
And he had been asked to write a book about his life, and he goes, I just couldn't remember anything. I couldn't think of anything. And then they said, what if you wrote about each car you had any given year? And that just lit it up for him. And he was able to take the story of the car he was driving that year and talk about that and then some of the things that happened to him. This is a cool idea, taking the records that you purchased that year and talking about them.
Well, not necessarily purchased. The albums that were released that year, I was a young man in 1975, so I wasn't buying records just yet. But that was the year that I really became interested in music. Like, well, you know, you get to a certain age where it's like you're finally understanding adult music, because I didn't have any older brothers or sisters or anything, so I kind of had to discover everything on my own. So that's kind of when it happened.
Well, let me ask you this, though. What was the first record you bought?
Okay, I can tell you that. The very first 45 I bought was Three Dog Night's Black and White.
Oh!
Which I believe was backed with The Show Must Go On. I might be wrong about the B-side. And then the first album was, and I talk about this in the 1977 episode, was Styx's Grand Illusion was the first album that I bought.
Great record. Hey, listen, I'm going to play you the first record I ever bought, Jimmy. Ready?
Okay.
I bought the 45.
Oh, no.
Just a minute. Calm down.
Oh, no.
Calm down.
Get the kids in the other room.
I will tell you this. The B-side of this was called Deep Water. Because, no, Jimmy raises a great point. No, people, you say, what's a B-side? Besides a great reference in a Blue Oyster Cult song.
Jimmy had songs that people have heard of, and now
this is
Tom.
A great song. Jimmy, I want to see if you know the name of this song. It may be given away slightly by the lyric, and here we go. Do you recognize that, Jimmy?
Well, I've heard it, and I want to say I may have heard it on your show.
Yeah, I guarantee
probably.
You that.
Probably.
Yeah, it's the only place that
it's ever... the great song Papa Ooh Mau Mau by the Rivingtons.
And it was the very first. You said to yourself, I got to be able to listen to that whenever I want.
Man, if I could only hold that in my hand.
I loved that song, and I recently met I was in an event. I met a young couple. They had a brand new baby son. They'd named him Rivington. So I immediately
after
said,
that?
And I said, boy. I assume after the great song Papa Ooh Mau Mau, and they looked at me like I was insane.
All right, good.
So being that I always have to be right, I then
that's child abuse.
I got their email address, and then I emailed
their last them. Name Snooty. Is that Rivington Snooty?
It's a great name, and I sent them the article about the great song, the Rivington. But to get back to the point.
Wait, can I interrupt you just to say this, that I think in this battle of the use of Rivington, it's better for the band than this child, right? We can
yes,
agree on that?
Yes, so, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah,
a better name for the child would have been Papa Ooh Mau Mau.
or Deep Water, anything but Rivington.
You go B-side for the kid.
Yes, I go B-side.
That's a great name. No, once again, we're talking with Jimmy Pardo. This is such a great idea. The show is called Jimmy's Records and Tapes. And can I interrupt for one more second, Jimmy? I was talking to someone.
You've done nothing but interrupt. Yeah.
I was talking to someone the other day, and we made a reference to cassettes. And they had no idea what I was talking about.
Wow.
Well, I mean, they're very young. I got to assume they're very young.
No, this was someone in their mid-20s, but those things have been kind of gone.
They didn't watch Stranger Things then.
They've been gone for about 15, 20 years, but they're kind of making a comeback, too. Not as strong as vinyl, but the hipsters seem to enjoy the cassette, which the cassette doesn't sound good, so why are we bringing
right.
that
yeah.
down?
Yeah. Well,
there's also a component
good.
There of...
Stranger Things.
Yes, and the movie, what was that movie, Josh?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, with the mixtape.
Yep. Both
right.
Both of my kids jumped on that cassette bandwagon.
So,
for
once
a day.
Again, Jimmy, back to your show.
Yes.
Jimmy's Records and Tapes. So you take a given year and you talk about your response to these records or what was going on?
Or what was going on in my life. Like, for instance, the first episode is 1975, and I talk about hearing a snippet of Born to Run in my family car, and we came into it, the song, halfway through, and then the DJ didn't backsell it, so I didn't know what song it was.
Oh.
And everybody else in the car was asleep. So it was like when everybody woke up, I said, hey, what's this song? And nobody knew what I was talking about. And it took me about 5 or 6 years to figure it out. and I explained all that in the episode. And, you know, I hope with some humor. And but I think it's more like, you know, while I think I'm being somewhat funny during it, it's kind of like just looking at a photograph of that year and kind of just remembering, you know, where you were or whatever when you heard a first song, that sort of thing.
Now, you're a big Kiss fan. And
yeah, 1977 is where Kiss, I think, pops. Or 76.
Did you buy all the Kiss albums back in the day?
I did. Well, I got the first few I got as gifts, which is why that Styx one was the first one I bought with my own money. But I got I want to say Rock and Roll Over, and then Kiss Alive 2, I got as gifts, and then I went back and bought everything when I, you know, eventually made money. But yeah, I'm still the idiot that rebuys it. You want to reissue it on colored vinyl, I'm the dummy that's going to buy it 19 times.
Now, real quick, Ace Cosby is our Kiss man. How many concerts you been to by the band Kiss?
Around 300.
Around 300.
Yeah.
Did you buy and own all the Kiss albums?
First one I bought was Destroyer, and then I worked my way back.
Okay, so like Jimmy, you went backwards. Now, would you buy if they released some bizarre multicolored Kiss thing in the shape of a KISS? Would you buy the record still?
Jimmy, do you own the vault?
I did not own the vault. I wouldn't go that. I did just buy the it's a great book called Kiss, the Hottest Brand in the Land, and it's all about the Kiss merchandise.
Mm.
It's a coffee table book. It's really well done.
And they just released Gene Simmons cereal.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Really? Are there the little dollar signs? Is that what they're for, Gene? Really?
Yeah, oh, God.
Do you have
How
any?
Bad do those taste, right?
I sent you the link to that.
Oh, God. I've got to look this
they
up.
They just got back from the Kiss cruise. You didn't jump on board for that?
Wow.
I saw the photos. That actually looked pretty good this year.
It did look pretty good, actually. Yeah.
No, so you were officially a member of the Kiss Army.
Well, you know I was in the Army for a while.
Right.
I'm AWOL now. You know that.
Well, Veterans Day is coming up, Jimmy.
Yeah, so either way, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Well, I appreciate you guys acknowledging my service, but as you know, I was willing to rock and roll all night. I was not willing to party every day.
Sure.
Yeah. There was a time you partied every day, and then that ended up in a ditch in Chicago.
That's exactly right. And then I had to let the air. And right now, again, I'm AWOL. Right now, there's a 60-year-old man dressed like a kitty cat roaming the streets looking for me.
We're talking with comedian Jimmy Pardo.
Hear him calling.
You'll find out more.
I can't come home right now, Tricker.
You'll find out more about Jimmy at jimmypardo.com or at Jimmy Pardo for more in the series. Tell us again how one accesses the Jimmy's Records and Tapes series.
Well, there is a link on my website, of course. Called, you know, it just says Jimmy's Records and Tapes. And then, but if you want to go direct, go to youtube.com/nevernotfunny.
Ah.
Hmm. All right. I'm looking forward to watching this.
Me too.
Me too.
Well, please do. It's up there. The response is, like I said, it's been up since Tuesday, and the response has been pretty good. So at least I haven't seen one negative one, but again, I'm avoiding any sort of negativity in my life. Why would I want that?
Yeah, good for you.
Good job.
Of course. How are things going with you're trying to get your particular taste in music sort of onto your son?
You know, yesterday, it's funny you say that. Just yesterday, I picked him up from school, and I think I hit, one of the Sirius XM classic vinyl or something, and it was Foreigner's Head Games, and all of a sudden, I heard him in the back seat singing and knowing every word.
Wow.
So it's worked.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's all in it. I brought him to see Kiss. I want to say he's seen Kiss 3 times now already. Which is, I think I once said on your show that when I brought him when I was 5, you don't know what white trash is until you bring a 5-year-old. Oh, boy, did I feel like Trailer that day. That was...
Glue a little rat tail on him.
Well, wait. Did he have the makeup on, too?
No, he didn't have the makeup. Come on. I'm not completely... although that would have been better. He would have been incognito. Nobody would have known who he was. I should have gone in makeup. It was humiliating. It was awful.
Jimmy Pardo is our guest. Once again, it's Jimmy's Records and Tapes. Great idea. Great idea. You can get at Jimmy Pardo for more information or jimmypardo.com. Jimmy also has a very fine podcast and does an annual event that is super cool and raises a ton of money. When is that coming around again?
That'll be May the 23rd of 2020. And tickets will go on sale if you want to be in the live audience for that. I believe coming up soon, we'll be announcing it on the podcast.
And it's a tremendous charity that doesn't get enough attention involving helping children with serious palate issues. Mm-hmm. And
right,
that's so great.
So great that you
do that, Jimmy. That's the best. And I urge everyone to try this. And once again, top 10. Maybe I'll come see your show soon. Maybe you can knock it up to.
Well, I'll do the best I can. Now the pressure's on. I just want to get to 8. I want to get to 8.
Yeah, you're right. Because in Tom's list, you might be number 10.
You might be.
There's no. You don't say top 10 unless it's 10.
You're right. You didn't say top 8.
Yeah. And he didn't say. So you're at least 10 to 5.
Yeah. Yeah, so when they rank like the top, it's a top 25 golf course. It means it's number 25.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So if I said top 6, I thought top 10 was the standard. Your top 10, your top 25.
Top 5 might be the majority over there.
Okay.
We like you.
Who are your other, who's the rest of the top 4, Christy?
I'm not going to insult our guest by saying
it's
that.
It's not an insult to put you in the same league with George Carlin and Robert Klein.
Of course you would.
Jerry Seinfeld.
I have not seen Robert Klein.
Dennis
Wolfberg. I've seen George Clark. Who the hell is that?
Oh, George Clark. Josh, didn't you are you on the road?
I'm telling
George
you,
Clark?
He was the best Kansas MC I've ever worked with.
George
no,
he, Clark!
No, the, no,
tons of George
Derek
Clark
Richards
stories.
Played
oh
General
my
George
God.
Clark.
Did
General
I
George
do Clark? That?
Remember sorry,
that
Jimmy.
Fail safe the musical. Oh.
No, no.
I saw George Carlin live.
George Clark's tagline was, "You want me to do what?"
That's right.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, that's so George.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.